Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hockey update is brought to you by Deck and Drive, the official brick paver installer of the Florida Panthers.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. It's time to bring in Ed Jovanovsky. Nice enough once again to be with us from Scripps Sports Panthers, former first pick of the Florida Panthers. Ed, good morning, man. How you doing?
Morning, Joe. I'm well.
Hey. I'm well. By the way, I didn't see that ass whooping happen. I did not see that coming the other night. I mean, it started early and it never stopped. Completely took them out of their game. Unbelievable.
Yeah, early and often, as they always, you know, say, as you want to, you know, start the game on time. And I think the Panthers obviously, you know, were ready to start that game and just kept pouring it on. I think this group, they rolled their four lines. They played their 6D, and they just kept coming at them. They didn't really give Edmonton much. And right from start to finish, you can look at that game and really be excited about going into game four.
Ed, you've seen a lot of great plays, and I know I talked about it a lot yesterday too. Sam Bennett's two hits and then goes the other end and has this great shot, beats everybody down the ice and puts it away. Just a great effort, but obviously a lot of skill set too, because he knocked the crap out of one guy and then goes down at the other end. Incredible play.
Yeah, he just absolutely lays out Podkolzin right in the middle of the ice there, and I don't know who he finishes check on, you know, along the boards, but just the momentum. Now you're coming up ice. You sense a turnover. Lusty's got the puck. He just kind of shuffle boards it, ahead to speed. And Benny doesn't make a mistake. But, yeah, it's probably one of the top three goals of the playoffs if you really look at from start to finish, you know, how it was executed. But he's been there's no question he's had an unbelievable playoff. He's been a factor in a lot of the plays and a lot of the games, and he's a big piece of the puzzle right now.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the Brad Marchand story with 8 goals and 10 assists, 4 goals in the Stanley Cup Finals. Sam Bennett's got 4 goals. And Big Bob, man, you sent me that little text about Big Bob.
Yeah.
And you're right. He has been ridiculous. And look, not only has he played great, look what's going on at the other place. And while they're trying to figure everything out, the one thing that McDavid can stand up in front of his room and his team, you can't help a goalie. If he loses his confidence, they are in for some serious problems.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this before with Skinner. I think he's unreal or he's kind of below average. There's kind of no in between with him. But when he's on, he's really good. Now, you look at last game, obviously the Oilers, there was a lot of holes in that game. And credit to the Panthers, they worked for those areas. You know, but I think overall, I don't even know where your question was, Joe. Was it?
No, I jumped. There was no question. I was just talking about Big Bob, who's, by the way, is incredible.
And you can look at early on, and you talk about, you know, playoff MVPs. Your goaltending needs to be solid. I don't care, you know, guys, what they're doing up front. Yeah, you got to score some goals, and you got to play solid defensively. But Bob, it seems that at crucial times during these playoffs, he's come out and made unbelievable saves. So, hopefully, like they say, right, buddy, you got a couple more here to kind of hold the fort and play the game, and guys play the game the right way, and we could be due for another celebration.
Hey, how funny is Paul Maurice with that? It was getting interviewed and talking about Sam Bennett was one of the funniest things I have ever heard. Like, nah, he's got a bad attitude. He's not a very good guy. He's not that good. Well, Sam Bennett's making himself a lot of money, Ed. He's making himself a lot of money. Hopefully they keep him here. And I think he does want to stay. Matter of fact, there was a report said that he really does want to stay here. And by the way, you hit it last. I was worried about Reinhardt last year, and you weren't. Of course, you knew a little something, but I hope we can keep Sam Bennett. It's a pretty important piece, huh?
Absolutely. And you look at the comments last year during the playoffs. Maurice was saying the same jokingly remarks about, you know, Sam Reinhardt. So maybe it's a superstition that he's kind of throwing that out there that things eventually get done. But yeah, he's a big part of the team, Joe. He brings a lot. He's almost that unicorn type player. And I know a lot of people talk about, you know, his point production throughout the regular season. It's not crazy high. It doesn't matter. Any general manager will want this guy on his team just for the sheer determination and passion that he plays with. And I tell you what, after he scored that goal last game, that breakaway goal, is that the first time you've seen Sam Bennett with that big of a grin on his face?
Oh, my God.
Because he is one of those guys where he's motionless. You don't know whether he's going to rake your eyes out or shake your hand.
Right.
And no. to see him with that excitement after he scored that goal, he's having fun right now.
Hey, they interviewed him before the game on TNT, and he looked like a nothing against him. I love him. He looked like a psycho. It was a real quick one, and he was like, now, do you know him pretty well? Because he looks like if you said the wrong thing, he's just going to stare right through you like he hit you with a punch right on the chin.
You know, Paul Bissonnette from TNT actually said it perfectly. He called him Hannibal Lecter.
He did.
Just like all the guys you meet, Joe, right? Like, they have this way of they play the game. Off the ice, he couldn't be more nice.
Yeah.
You know, he has to go out there and do a job. He's not the biggest guy, but I take him on my team pound for pound. He's tough as nails. So he's having a heck of a playoff. Hopefully he can continue. I don't see it why he wouldn't, but he's definitely on a roll right now, feeling it.
Hey, Eddie, how do you explain how the Oilers got knocked out of their game plan so much and obviously did some stupid, stupid penalties you can't even argue? And put themselves in that situation, and then the brawl at the end of the game you kind of expected because they're getting their ass kicked.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because, you look at some of the penalties, they were insane. Two-handed whacks, cross-checks to really tough areas above the elbow pad, kind of in between the rib area too, some tough spots. So, hey, it's only human nature to turn around and start fighting back, and I like what the Panthers did on protecting each other. But a lot of the word through the NHL was, it's embarrassing. I mean, they really took it to another level of sore loser. And I don't care what way you look at it. I mean, that's just not the game. Yeah, you want to kind of get after someone, kind of do it. But every single play, there was a two-hander, a cross-check, or a punch to the face.
Right.
And you could see Sam Bennett trying to hold his own there when Trent Frederick was whacking him 3-4 times, finally had enough.
Yeah.
So I get what Edmonton's doing. I mean, it was a tough night for them. But I got to believe that, their coaching staff wasn't too thrilled with the antics there towards the most of the game.
Yeah, there was a little wine and cheese after the game in their locker room about we're not getting calls and they're getting them and they let them get away. And I was like, you didn't lose 6-1 because of that, right? I mean, come on. It wasn't that. Yeah, so just
listen, at the end of the day, the refs have a tough job.
Yes.
But, I mean, these weren't tough decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, these were blatant penalties, and the refs, they do an unbelievable job. And most nights, you're going to have things kind of even out if it's played that way. But it certainly wasn't played that game. And I think any time that you have an opportunity on a stupid, selfish penalty to make a team pay, you don't want to do that. I'd love to see Paul Maurice towards the end of the game there at the 5-on-3. If they're going to take crazy, stupid penalties like that, put your top unit on the ice.
Yeah.
I know Paul Maurice has the respect of his whole team, and he put out guys that don't normally play on the PP just because the score where it was. But, you know, sometimes you just got to send that message back the other way.
Yeah, not going to be accepted.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I got to ask you one more thing. It's interesting. It's picked up a little bit of steam. The commissioner tried to knock it out the other day like it's ridiculous in the TNT pregame show about the state taxes and Florida here recently between Tampa Bay and the Florida Panthers and no state taxes and it's not fair to L.A. and it's not fair to New York and Canada gets taxed for everything up there. Maybe they need to adjust it. What'd you think about that topic?
I think the commissioner did a great job kind of explaining to, Mr. Bissonnette, who I don't know if he has passed grade 8 math, but him trying to figure out him. And listen, he's my teammate for 5 years. I can say that.
Okay, because I know he'll drop him, and I know you will too. I just didn't know how that would go. Go ahead.
You know, I think the commissioner said it good. Listen, you know, so many years ago, this wasn't a complaint, right? Hey, listen, I think if all things equal up, you know, you have kids, families, places to live, practice facilities, just like the commissioner said, and, you know, the pushing point is, yeah, you have no state tax, is what it is. That could push a player over the edge to say, listen, you know, I'll take a little bit less to go to, you know, Florida where that money equals out. Listen, this has become a destination or a team that, you know, obviously around the league, they do it right. I mean, from top to bottom, from the Violas, the Sifus, to
Bill Zito. Yeah.
So Bill Zito, it starts at the top, and they do an unbelievable job. The whole staff, from everyone, all the PR people, Addy, who does an unbelievable job, everyone who does a great job. I mean, this stuff doesn't go unnoticed. So I think it's been a long time, and now this team is in pole position, and people want to talk about state tax.
Yeah, by the way, I thought the commissioner was great. He goes, I didn't hear you when the Panthers weren't very good for 17 years. Where were you about that? You know,
and yeah, I was in the building when there was 10,000 people in there. So to see where this transformation has come, and it took a lot of hard work, a lot of patience, drafting well, free agents. It took a lot of work. And now, you know what? It is what it is.
You know what, Eddie? And I start at the top with Vinny buying the team, which was great, and said, hey, let's go for it. I want to win. And that's what you want to hear. But, man, you can't say enough about Bill Zito, who's not really out in front. The guy, I kind of respect the fact that he stays behind the scenes and lets Paul Maurice, who kind of doesn't take very much credit and throws it to the players. But, boy, those two guys, between the two of them as the GM and head coach, boy, when you get a special combination and then the players they bring in that fit into what they want.
And well, it's the buy-in, right? And I think the players all have the buy-in what the coach is preaching. And you hear Maurice talk a lot about half the time he sits behind the bench, lets the guys do their thing because he trusts that they're going to do what the execution of the game plan is. Bill Zito, yeah, I mean, he's been around. He's a player agent. He very highly educated guy. I don't know if you had a conversation with him. He'll have your head spinning in 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, it won't take much. I mean, I'm not very smart, so he is a sharp guy. I know he would have me. Yeah, I'd be in trouble with him. I don't know about you, Ed, but yeah, I'd be double spinning, man. I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, Joe. Don't worry. You know, but it's always interesting talking to a guy like that that's seen both sides, right? Player agent, he worked his way up and got his opportunity here, and he's did an unbelievable job.
Man,
and he really cares about the organization, cares about the players, families, staff, everyone. So it's been a great fit.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it has been fun. Two games away from a championship. Ed, thank you. Really appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Ed Jovanovski joined us this morning. Talk a little bit about game four tomorrow night at Amerant Bank Arena. Jerry's house is going to be buzzing tomorrow night. God, I can't wait for this thing, man. We don't get these a lot. This does not happen a lot, man. A lot of people jumping on the bandwagon, and you're welcome. You're welcome to it. They'd love to have you. Love to have you as part of it. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. I want to talk to you about Beverly's Jewelers for just a second. Oh, my jeweler for 35 years. Incredible offers going on. I've known Jeff a long, long time. Yeah, Amanda, his daughter. She's there now. She used to be a little girl when I first met her. Now she's a grown woman. Damn, and they are so good. They got a great staff, and they're ready to go. They got some fantastic, whether it's a birthday or anniversary or you're just in the doghouse and you're trying to save a relationship or anything else. I'm talking about myself and what I've had to do going to Beverly's Jewelers through the years. Hey, man, I want to let you know they got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. If you're thinking about getting engaged and you're on a tight budget but you want to get it done, you don't want to lose her, you know she's the one. You got to go to Beverly's Jewelers. They really have something for everybody. That ring I just mentioned is spectacular. It is a phenomenal look to it. You are going to love it, man. Hurry. It's a limited time deal. Plus, the gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment right there. I trust Beverly's Jewelers. Man, like I said, I've been going there a long time. In Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.